Let's take time out to be a friend to others. Margarita Theophil. My window overlooks a small children's playground in our apartment complex, and watching children interact, helping, bossing, bullying, comforting each other is often engaging. I also eavesdrop on conversations, and that always touches me. If it happens, is a little one saying to another, will you be my friend? There's a lot implied in that one question, including path like, will you take my side in a fight? Will you choose me for your team? Even will you also stop talking to that one I am mad with? A lot of this continues as we grow up. But what captivates me in the first step, the courage it needs to ask to be friends, openly, directly. We adults don't do that, except maybe at a distance, some on social media. Rejection is a strong possibility anyway, but finding real friendship is worth it. While it's true that we often use the term friend, we usually even for people we don't know too well. These days, offering a friendly chat or hand is a gift we all can give. This thought had made me reflect on a call I recently made to someone I knew to ask how she was doing in these crazy times. I was shocked when she burst into tears. Apparently, I was the first person who recently called to ask after her. No one has cared. She wept. Later in the chat, I asked if she had in fact called on any of her friends, and she said she hadn't. So I gently suggested, when she said I have made her happy, that she make some others happy this way too. As a storyteller, I find so insightful comes to mind. A man went to see the wise one, hoping for advice that would help him come out of what he saw as a bad time in his life. She listened patiently and then directed him home through a particular path in the forest, saying the creatures you see will provide your future direction. A short way ahead, he came upon a small red fox, and thinking perhaps this one of the creatures the wise one had spoken of, stopped to watch it from a distance. He noticed that the fox had lost two of its legs, perhaps in a crucial trap laid out by the poachers in the forest. The man stopped and stared, wondering how it ate and survived. Meanwhile, a tiger came along with the fresh game he had killed. He ate its ear, then dragged the rest towards the fox, who ate the rest. Amazed by what he saw, the man exclaimed, I have my answers. All I need to do is to sit quietly in a corner, and God will see to it that I am provided with whatever I need. So he sat still, doing nothing for days on, and nothing in his circumstances changed. Angrily, he approached the wise one once more. She listened to his story and simply asked him one question. Did you ever for a moment pause to think that your lesson perhaps was to stop imitating the disabled fox and to follow the example of the tiger? July 30 is the Independence Day of Friendship. Thank you. Happy Friendship Day.